All right, we'll begin. The emphasis of this shiur, which is in a sense a prat in the diyun around the mitzvah of Teichacha, Vaycheach Teichiach HaSamisecha, is inclined towards the question of being Melchiach, people who are not Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, Bizman Hazeh. And much of what was written recently, in the last 30 or 40 years, has been written in Eretz Yisrael concerning the Havganot surrounding Chilul Shabbos. So hopefully we'll be able to get to that as well. Obviously, we are not going through all the Makoros that we have here, and nor are these all the Makoros that exist. I also did not print out any articles for you, any Ma'amarim. These are really Makoros. Tshuvos, various Sifrei Pesach, but even that I didn't do all of that. The Pasuk says, Vaisisna esachicha dovavecha, vaycheach teichiach esamisecha v'loisisa alav chet. And the question that every Rishon has in the interpretation of these words is, what is the hemshech? What is the sequence of vaisisna esachicha dovavecha teichiach teichiach esamisecha, and what is the connection of vaycheach teichiach esamisecha to loisisa alav chet? Devin Ezra, for example, the very first makor that you have, writes on the bottom, Aicheach toichiach shema techashdeyu bedover v'lo hayokein. V'zeh tam v'lo yisisa olav chet, ki oynesh yilecha ba'avuro. Ba'avuro what? For being choshed b'ksherin. How will you solve the problem being choshed b'ksherin? By confrontation. So if you are going to tell him that which you think is wrong, and he will of course rectify your mistake, then there will be no choshed b'ksherim anymore, and therefore you will not have a chait as a result. The Ramban, Oisisna sachicha dovavecha, v'omar hocheach tochiach samisecha mitzvah acheres. V'lamdo toichachas musar. V'lo sisa olav chait she'i olecha osham kashayechta v'loi hoichachta osam. So the Ramban connects Haycheach Toichiach HaSamisechot V'loisisol of Chet and does not connect those two segments to Osisna Sachichot Ogobet. What is Haycheach Toichiach HaSamisechot? The Chiyuv to be Mochiach, someone who does something wrong. Where does that come from? Is it simply the mitzvah? That's the Rabban. It comes from that pasuk. The Rabban Shlom was mitzaveh. Or is there an underlying principle that is the substrate underneath the pasuk of Hocheach Tocheach? Is there something that comes before it? Perhaps the idea of Arvus. Of course, Arvus itself could fill such a booklet, as could the concept of Haliteu L'Rosh HaVeYamos. In other words, what is the connection between Arvus and Hocheach Tocheach? And also, when does Hocheach Tochiach does not apply, and you'd say, Lehefech, let him do the Aveira and hang for it. Those topics I won't be able to get into too much. But the Ramban says that the connection of Hocheach Tochiach HaSamisecha in his first pshat, and he quotes the Unklus, says the same thing, V'lo sekabel al bilei chova, shelo tekabel ato onesh b'chet shelo, indicates that the losisa alav chait, the chait has to do with the fact that you were not mochiach. Now, is that arvus? Does it imply arvus? Not necessarily. In the Lashon HaTargum, it does more so. Because the Targum's Lashon, v'lo tekabel al delay chova, that which is his, you shall not be mekabel chova, sounds like it's not for not having been mochiach, but rather lehefer. If I allow the Aveira to happen, and I did not stop him, or perhaps attempt to stop him is enough to disconnect me from his Aveira, then it's Ki'ilu I did the Aveira. So I'll delay, I have a Chova. His Aveira somehow is connected to me. Is that what the Ramban himself says? So is much more neutral of a phrase. You understand what I'm saying? It's not I'll delay. It's simply, when he'll be chote, somehow you're responsible, you have some guilt. But it doesn't pin the aveira on you. It's simply you fail to be mochiachet. But in any case, that is the first mahalach in lo siso lo chet. In the second paragraph of the Ramban on the first page here, what the Ramban did here is that he reconnected what to what? The loisisna sachicha bulvavecha to the hocheach tochiach. In the first approach of the Ramban, which is the Targum Unclus, two separate inyonim. Loisisna sachicha bulvavecha, the separate lap. But hocheach tochiach samisecha means criticize him when he does an aveira in general. Certainly quite possible that the aveira is completely ben adam lamakom, and in any case it doesn't have necessarily to be against you, even if it's ben adam l'chaveira. But the second shot of the Ramban says the aveira was against you. It was an avla to you. It might not even be an aveira in the formal sense of mitzvahs and aveiras. Simply he hurt you, he bothered you, he troubled you. So lo sisna so bilavadecha. But rather, bring it to the surface, bring it to the fore. Teichichenu madua kocha asiso imodi. And of course, we understand why Teichich Avramis Avimelech is brought in here. Alodos be'er amayim. It's very, very recent. Leisiso lovchet lechaso sin oso belipcho velo tagid lo. Ki behochicha also, when you will be mochiach him, when you will confront him, he will explain himself, excuse himself, etc. Oh, or if he doesn't have an explanation or excuse, and in fact he's guilty of having wronged you, Yoshev Yisvad al Cheto Utechaper Lo, and you will forgive him. Very interesting, by the way, that the Ramban uses here a lashon of Utechaper Lo, which is very rare, because kapara is for the Ribbono Shel Olam to do. But he should have said, if he was following the regular language, would be of course the simcha lo. So the Ramban in his pshat v'hanochin, what he considers the poshut pshat, is that the entire hemshech is dealing with a very specific case where someone, Reuven, hurt someone, Shimon, and Shimon is told not to keep silent and hate Reuven in his heart, but rather to confront him. One of two things. Either he'll discover that the whole thing is not like Dubin below Yar, it never happened, or he will discover that he in fact did it, but he's asking him Mechila, and he will forgive him, and he will be Shalom al Yisrael. And Memela, he has to add, the Pasuk has to add, Lo Sikam Lo Sitar afterwards, because it's quite possible that on the surface there's forgiveness, but deep in his heart there is resentment, and sooner or later it will come out in either Nekima or Netira. So the Pasuk says, Lo Sikam Lo Sitar. That's the Hemshech according to the Rambam. The Rambam also worked with the Hemshech of the Psukim specifically. Take a look in the Rambam. First, let's go to the Rambam himself, and then we'll take a look in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam is on page 9. By the way, parenthetic remark, a footnote, the Seder of the Rishonim does not in any way betray my feelings towards them. The Seder in this book. The Rambam, nor my knowledge of chronological history. Whatever the reason for my Seder, that's how it came out. But there are the earlier Makoros are at the beginning and the later Makoros at the end, with a number of exceptions. Rambam Hilchos Deis Perek Vav. Halacha Hey Kol Asoinei Echad Mi Yisrael Beliboy Oiva Beloy Sase Shenem Alo Sisna Sachicha Bil Vavecha Vein Loiken Alav Zeh Lefi Shein Bo Maise Vel Yisira Teire Ela Al Sina Shevalei Avel Amakes Chaber Mecharfa Apu Pichene Rashoi Eino Over. At least that he's not over on Loi Sisna Sachicha, because it's not Bil Vavecha. So you'll notice a very interesting thing. Halacha Hey speaks about Sinas Yisrael and does not seek to connect it to Halacha Vav. The Rambam starts the brand new Nekuda L'chayra. Kishiyechta ish li'ish lo yistemenu v'yishtoik k'mo shenemar b'shoyim lo yibra Avsholim es amna m'uma l'mirava atayv k'sone Avsholim es amna elo mitzvah olav lo yidiyoy v'lo yimaloy lo ma'asisa li'kach v'kach v'lo ma'chotosi li'bidvar ploni. Question is, when the Rambam says kishiyachta ish liish, is this something new, or is it connected to kalasone yechod miyisrael? The emes, the fact that the Rambam is here bringing these two halachas together, is of course because of the hemshech of the pasuk. But is it also conceptually connected? So it's very interesting. When the Rambam brings this hocheach tochiach, he does something very extraordinary. It's ke'ilu, the Rambam saw that we have to present two very different perspectives on hocheach tochiach. One is directly connected to osisna sachicha b'vavecha, and the other one is not. And the Rambam does exactly that. In other words, what the Rambam does is he takes, you know, like the psukim shein lehem echreya, right? Can go either direction. Or is it become om azeh bezona? The Rambam took okeach tochiach and he said, there are two okeach tochiach. There's one okeach tochiach that's connected to the previous Vosisna Sachicha B'Vavecha and is a hemshech of that. Allah, many of the other Rishonim. And there's another okeach tochiach that is the prelude to Vosisna Olavchait, which is not the etzem connected to Vosisna Sachicha B'Vavecha. And how did the Rambam do that? Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin are two okeach tochiachs. The first Hocheach Tochiach is back-to-back with Lo Sisna Sachicha B'Vavecha and refers very specifically to a case of Kishayechta Ish L'Ish, meaning, in other words, that the person who's going to be Mochiach is the one who received the Avla. He's the beneficiary of the wrong. He was the one who was hurt. So Reuben hurt Shimon. Shimon has a chiyuv to be Mochiach. Mochiach him for what purpose? So says the Rambam, mitzvah lav loy diya v'loy maloy lomo asiso likach v'kach v'lomo chatoso li bedvar ploni shenem alcheach tochiach esamisel. The Rambam doesn't spell it out, but it's mashma from the Rambam very much that this is a cathartic moment. A person is rooting out the sin of a liboy by confronting the Baal Avla. Why did you do this to me? And it leads to the consequences of Bakashas Mechila and the granting of Mechila Shelo Yiyamot Al Achzor. Suddenly, the Rambam in the next Halacha Zayin begins Haraya Chaveray Ki'ilu Halacha Vav did not exist, because he's already explained Ocheach Tochiach Hasan Yisefa. But you see, in Mefarshe HaMikra Shivim Ponim LaTayra, but in the Rambam this is very rare, because these are halachos psukos. So the question is, what is the pasuk telling me? And the Rambam is telling you that it's telling you two things. One of them, which is nageya, the inyan of not being maksik tina b'libay and being ma'ira, the person who avul you to ask for mechila. And the other okeach tochiach has nothing to do with you as the recipient of an avla. You're not involved with this person. The Rambam, when he uses the word chaveiro, right, in Haraya Chaveru Shechata, it simply means another Jew. But he's not his chaver. It doesn't have anything to do with the two of them. They're not in this together as they are in halacha vav. They're not the two sides of the problem. He is a witness to a chait which Reuven is doing. By the way, this already is another indication. The Muslim is medayah carefully in the Rambam. What is chato and what's halach b'derech loytoyva? First of all, halach b'derech loytoyva and the stam is chato. Because otherwise, what is the loytoyva shabbat? All right, so you could answer, no, it's not true. It's possible that there is no particular chait. Even novel b'shus ha-toyra, according to the Ramban, is a chait after the Torah brings it down. A lot of people misunderstand novel b'shus ha-toyra. And they think that there's something outside of the Torah that is unseemly and inappropriate, as the Ramban is mazbir ba'arichos. It's not true. It's novel b'shus ha-Torah only in that he didn't do any other isur of the Torah. But the Torah already tells you that this is also not right. So I don't know about chota and halach b'derech loytoyva. If there can be a derech loytoyva, you'll think about it. But that's not the nekuda that I want to be mad. The next words of the Rambam are critical. The Rambam says, "Mitzvah lahachziro lemutav ulhodio shehu chotei al atzmo b'maisav haroyim shenemar hocheach tochiach es anisa." What al atzmo means, I'll leave up to you to decide. But he has to tell him that he's a chotei because of the maisav haroyim. And the Rambam says, it can be dvarim shebeino leveino or bein dvarim shebeino leveino mokot, because you see the next line of the Rambam where he has to be mokhiachim in a circumstance that he should not be embarrassed. He says bein veino leveino mokot. So we know that he's talking about things that don't have any direct consequence to him, to the mokhiach. He's not mokhiachim because of the avla that Reuven did to him. That's not why he's mochiach Reuven, and it's not about such an avla. It's about any aveira or any hanhago loytoyva. The first words of the Rambam: mitzvah lahachziro lemutav ulodio shulchote shenema hocheach tochiach hazamisa. The Rambam could have easily said mitzvah lahodia lo shulchote. The Rambam uses the notion of lahachziro lemutav, by the way, twice in the Yad HaChazon. The Rambam, which I didn't bring with me, oh, of course it has to be like that, that every Rambam is a different chaylet. Does anyone have Hilchos Talmud Torah?
Here.
Yeah. It's a very remarkable Rambam that is very kedai and has a lot to do, I believe, with this very Rambam of Hocheach Tochiach. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah speaks about the isur to teach a Talmud she'eino hagun Torah. There's an isur to teach a Talmud she'eino hagun Torah. Most people know about the isur of teaching a Nochri Torah, but this isur is the Rambam in Perek Dalit Halacha Aleph. Ein melamdin divrei Torah ella l'talmid hogun no'e v'maisav o l'tam. He doesn't have to be proactively perfect. He can be neutral. Aval im hoya holech b'derech lo tova. Yeah, you from the Lashon. Machzirin oso l'mutav u'manhigin oso b'derech yishar. Udbotkin oso v'achakach machnisin oso lebeis hamedrash umalamdin oso. It's a parenthetic remark, but it's kedai to mention it to you anyhow. And then we'll discuss the similarity of the lashonis of these two Rambams for a very brief moment. The Rambam's shita is that the minute that someone comes to your door and he says Lamdeini Torah, since the halacha is expressed in the Torah of Limaditam Osamas B'neichem, the Rambam says, who are the Bonim? They are the Talmidim. Shenema Vayetsu B'nei HaNeviim, and so on. The attitude of a father towards a child, no matter who he is a HaBen Yaker Li Ephraim kind of attitude. And you don't simply throw him into the garbage. But the question is, when does the Talmud become a Talmud? So the Rambam has here now a paradox, a dilemma. What's the paradox? He comes to you to learn Torah, and yet you're not allowed to teach him Torah. So one could have said, since the Etzem, he's not shy for learning Torah, he's not yours. So Mimele, you send him on his merry way. Very much like, if there are people in a faraway Medina that don't know how to learn, I'm not Makuyev at this moment to run to that Medina to teach them. However, the Rambam says no. When he comes to your doorstep and says, Lamdeini, he becomes your Talmud. And the Mela, you have to teach him Torah. But you have a problem. Because Ein Melamed Elo L'Talmud Hogum Na B'Maisav L'Talmud. So what do you do? So there's a prerequisite for your Chiyuv, which has already begun, of teaching him Torah. So the prerequisite also becomes your Chiyuv. What I'm trying to say is that this is not your regular Hocheyach Hocheyach HaSamitzel. This is a din in Talmud Torah, and that's the lungs in Talmud Torah. In Hilchas Talmud Torah, the Rambam says that a person who becomes your Talmud, you're mechuyev to teach Torah too. And if you're mechuyev to teach Torah to him, you have to create the circumstance, and that is because you cannot teach him Torah now. So therefore, the Rambam says, "Machzirin oisay lemutav, manhigin oisay b'derech yishara, bodkin oisay." You have to check out if you were successful. "V'charkach machnisin oisay lebeis hamedrash umelamdin oisay." You know, the Rambam's verbs, the way he speaks about the person, is almost like he's a vase of flowers or something. You take him, you put him, you bring him back, you bring him forth. He's yours now. It's your achrayus. Maybe after this year, I'll leave some time. The Rambam, getting back to Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav. Haraya chaveru shechoto shehalach b'derech lo tova. You notice the similarity in Lashon? Im hoya holich b'derech lo tova? In Perek Dalet aluch aluch of Talmud Torah? Then it says here, mitzvah lachziru lemutav ulodio shulchotei, machzirin oso lemutav. It's mamish mila b'mila. So what you see here is a remarkable thing. That the Rambam, of course here the Rambam is not talking about Talmud Torah, he's not talking about a person who says, I want to learn Torah. But the Rambam here is teaching up, he's interpreting Hoicheach, Toicheach, Esamisecha, L'cha'ira in a very specific way, which is that you have an obligation to fix him, says the Torah. So it's a different kind of arvus. It's not because let me rephrase that. There is a certain kind of arvus going on here. And what it is doime to the Talmud with the Rebbe. He is my responsibility to fix. But in Hilchos Talmud Torah, my responsibility to fix comes from what did. From the limadita moisamas b'necha. So when does it begin? The moment he's at your doors, at your threshold in the base medrash, and he says, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. The problem is that this Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu is not possible, so the limud ha-Torah begins with the chinuch and hadracha to be mazal lo b'derech toiva, so that the real limud ha-Torah can begin. So that the real limud ha-Torah can happen. In the case of Machzirin Oisei Lemutav, he's not your Talmud, and you're not going to be his Rebbe. But the concept of Es Amisecha, that you mechuyev to be Moichiyach, is that every Jew has that chiyev to fix every other Jew if he sees there's a problem that he has that he's not fixed properly. Machzirin Oisei Lemutav, and that's why the Rambam speaks about Derech Lo Tova. Whatever Derech Lo Tova indicates, it indicates that there are certain times that the problem isn't the particular Aveira. In other words, what I'm driving at is this is not a Choyat Hasra. This isn't like, there's the Aveira, and he's connected to this Aveira, and you're going to have to get him to be disconnected from the Aveira. It's a din in the Gavra, not in the Cheps of the Aveira. The Rambam is telling me that you are mechuyev to fix him. So sometimes, and of course, where is the mashal for that? The first perek in Tehillim. Asher yesh asher l'holach ba'atas v'shoyim, derech ha'toyim l'omad, mashal leitzim l'yoshah. This is the derech loy toiva. So the Rambam says that this person has to be mugzar l'muta, because you have to fix him. You don't react to the aveira and disconnect it from the aveira. Now the question is, one more question in the Rambam. What are we talking about? Lifnei ha-maisa or la-ahas? Clearly the Rambam says, harayach aveira shechoto, or shaholach, past tense. So clearly the mitzvah starts only la-ahas ha-maisa. Well, obviously, because if there's a chiyuv to fix, it means there has to be a problem. But that's not the question that I'm asking. I'm asking, is the chiyuv to prevent the next aveira, or is the chiyuv to fix him? So I think that's where the Rambam is being madgish, these phrases, and the way the Rambam expresses himself. The Rambam says, harayach aveira shechoto l'avotav, mitzvah lachziroi l'mutav. Lachziroi l'mutav. In other words, you got to take him into the body shop and you polish every part, because he has to be the Jew that he's supposed to be. So it's not a focus on the chefts of the Aveira. It's not because there's an Aveira ba'olam. I might be nitfas boy. I have to separate myself from it. And if I'm mochiach him, that's enough. There's a chayva to fix him. So now, of course, the nafkamina, of course, is very simple. What happens if I can't fix it? What if I know in advance that all my efforts will fail miserably? So it's quite possible that according to the Rambam, if we are masbir this way, there's no choyva to do anything. Because the whole point is lachziroi lemuta. Masha ein kein, if there's a mitzvah teichofa stam. Now why should there be a mitzvah teichofa stam? Because the concept of teichofa might not have anything to do with this idea of changing here, but rather what? Disconnecting me from the Aveira, separating therefore my achrayas, maybe being mamayit from Chil Hashem, or preventing other people from ever doing such an Aveira. It's like a kind of leman yishmu v'yiru, v'lomdu, v'yoru es Hashem. In the Rambam's case, it's pretty clear that it's none of the above. It's simply lachziroi lemuta. It's to change the gavra, and to change him is the chiyuv. Now listen to the rest of the Rambam. Shenema hocheach tochichas amisach. Hamochichas chaver bein bedvarim shebein olu bein olu bein dvarim shebein olu bein amokom. Tzorach lochicho bein olu bein atzmo. Now, very interesting. The Rambam said bedvarim shebein olu bein olu bein bedvarim shebein olu bein amokom. So glibly, I said before, you see from this Rambam, that it doesn't matter whether the aveira that he did is a bein olu l'aveira type of aveira, or it's an aveira which is a bein olu l'amokom. But I don't think that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Pshat in the Rambam is he's now reconnecting which two Mocheach Tochiyas. The one in Halacha Avav and the one in Halacha Zayin. The Rambam in Halacha Avav was speaking about a person who receives an Avla, Reuven gave the Avla to Shimon, and Shimon received that Avla. He hurt Shimon's feelings. So there's a Halacha Mocheach Tochiyas. That is what the Rambam calls Bein Olu Bein Olu. So there's a Halacha that stems from which idea? The Mosisna Sofiyah Lepo Vavetha. They have to bring everything out in the open. In parallel, the Rambam... That kind of, the Ramban number two, that kind of teichacha has to be prior. The teichacha of machzira lemutav and changing him as a person, what does that have to be? Also prior. So when he says dvarim shebeino levein hamakom, he doesn't mean to the exclusion of bein adam l'chaveros. He means it's an aveira, not I have an issue with him. That's what the Rambam says. Now let's continue. But you see, it's a remarkable thing how he stitched the two back together. You see, when you throw a stone at a car, there has to be a paper attached to the stone, which says, after the stone goes through your window and it lands finally, please read this. And then when you read it, the paper says, I want you to know that the only reason I'm doing this is because I want you to be zoicha techayi olam haba. So the Rambam says, in kibel mimenu muta vim lav yochichenu pam shni o shlishis v'chein tamid chayev adam loichichoy ad sheyakeyu achotei v'yoma lo eini shomea. V'chol she'efsha biyada limchoy sve'enoi moicha hu nitfas ba'avon eilu kibon she'efsha lo limchos v'hem. The Rambam says that the chiyuv is ad sheyakeyu hachotem. So therefore, when the Rambam says he should not do it pamsh, he should continue doing it pamshni or shlishis, he doesn't mean like in what halacha shni or shlishis. He means pamshni or shlishis again and again. Od pam v'od pam v'haraya, the very next words. Now what about the next couple of words in the Rambam, which vexed many a mefarish? Different Girsois, Rav Shaya Pick and others. What does it mean, ad sheyakeyu achotei v'yomar lo eini shomea? So the first question is, what if he just says eini shomea? Well, he already said eini shomea twice. How do I know? Because otherwise it would be over. So then the ikar is ad sheyakeyu achotei. Well, yakeyu achotei, you mean why? Because he's doing exercise and by accident he slapped him? So obviously yakeyu achotei means because he's rejecting him. So then what do you mean? What do you need the extra v'yomar eini shomea? Some mafarshim say ad sheyakeyu achotei is a substitute for eini shomea. And what is eini shomea? It's like, oh yomar eini shomea. So they asked before, but he already said eini shomea. So the answer is that this time what he says is, you could come back to me 100 times, it won't do you any good. I'm simply not listening to you ever. So that's Yoimar Eini Shomea. He lends a certain finality to the Teichofa by saying Eini Shomea, which wasn't evident in his words before. Before he could have said, leave me alone. Because he said, I'm not going to listen to you. But here he's saying Eini Shomea, I will never listen to you. But in any case, the Rambam says, Kol she'efsha biyada limchois ve'inai moicha, hu nitfas ba'avon elu, kibon she'efsha loy limchois lohem. What does it mean, hu nitfas ba'avon elu? So take a look in the Gemara in the Masechta Shabbos that is brought down here. And this is the Lashon of the Gemara. Page 1. Bottom of page 1. Rabbi V'chani Rav Yochel Chaviva Masna B'kuli D'Sei D'Moed Kol Ki Aizuga Chalufe etc. etc. Kol Mi She'efsha Limchois La'anshei Beisai V'loi Nicha Nitfas Al Anshei Beisai Ba'anshei Iroi, if he has the capacity to be Moicha Ba'anshei Iroi. Most people are more connected to Anshe Beso than Anshe Iro. They have maybe more clout and more possibility. But if it's a person that has a shaykh to be Melchiach Anshe Iro, Nitfas, and he was not Melche, Nitfas al Anshe Iro. B'kol Olam Kuloi, Nitfas al Kol Olam Kuloi. How could you be Melche in Kol Olam Kuloi? Today with the internet, you can be Melche in Kol Olam Kuloi. Amar Av Popo V'hani De'Bei Reish Golusa, Nitfasu al Kulei Alma. He heard the Amar Reb Chanina, Maidiv, and he quotes a pasuk in Yishayahu. Does not quote the pasuk Bochei Atochichas Anisecha V'lo Sisa Olav Chet. And many of the Mefarshim note that. Why doesn't he bring this pasuk? It is, after all, what the Rambam said, that he is Nitfas Ba'Oso Avon. Where does it say that he is Nitfas Ba'Oso Avon? I mean, where did the Rambam get it from, that he's Nitfas Ba'Oso Avon? Kol she'efsha biyado limchos ve'eino mocha hu nitfas ba'os ba'avon elu kibun she'efsha lo limchos ba'hem. What's the answer? Where does he get it from? So one would have thought that the Rambam gets it from v'lo sisa alav chet. But isn't it strange that the Rambam does not say she'nemar or kamo she'kosu v'lo sisa alav chet? But the flat thickens considerably, Rabbi said. Because in fact the Rambam does tell us how we learn the Pasuk of Elosis Olav Chet in the very next halacha. Take a look at page 10. What page is it? Take a look at page 10 right at the beginning of the next halacha. Hamochiachas chaveiro tchilo lo yedaber lo koshos ad shiachlimenu. Shenemar velo sisa lov chait. Kach omru chachomim. Yochol atomochicho upon of mishtanos talmud lomar velo sisa lov chait. What does it prove? It proves that the Rambam did not learn which point from the words lo sisa lov chait. That hu nitfas ba'oso avon. This arvus concept. That if he wasn't mocha, so going back to the Targum and to the first Ramban, they learned that the Losiso Lovchei goes right back to the Okeh Kazan Yisefa. In what way? That if you will not be Mochiach, and the Rambam learned it the exact opposite. If you want to use the word to Mochiach, or if you're Mochiach in a hurtful way. That's the fact. So according to the Targum and the first Ramban, Loisiso Lovchei, by not being Mochiach. And according to the Rambam, Loisiso Lovchei, by being Mochiach, the wrong way. But since the Rambam learned Loisiso Lovchei that way, he is obviously not going to bring the Pasuk that Hu Nitfas Ba'osa Ovo. So the question is, then how does he know Hu Nitfas Ba'osa Ovo? The answer is he himself went to the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. And when he was learning in Masechta Shabbos, he noticed that when they need to bring the Pasuk, they in fact do not bring the Pasuk of Losiso Lovchei either. They bring the Pasuk of Yeshayahu. And the reason for that obviously is because Losiso Lovchei means something else. It means you're not supposed to be excessive in your criticism and embarrass him or hurt his feelings. Lo sisa olav chayit b'derech sha'ata mochiach. So everything fits perfectly, and that's why the Rambam doesn't quote a pasuk. Listen, why doesn't he quote the pasuk in Shayo? Nishkefel. That's not a kasha. There would have been a makar for the halacha in the raisa, a different story. But he doesn't have such a makar because he learns lo sisa olav chayit a different way, as is muchach from halacha ches. The Gemara here says, Imsarim chotu zikeinim achotu. So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu bobe mishpatim ziknei amo v'sarav? Sarav, they're troublemakers. But what are the ziknei amo? The talmidei chachamim, the tzaddikei ador. So why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be bobe mishpatim ohem? So it's zikeinov mipnei sarav. Because they were able to be malchiyah. Ela eima al zikeinim shlo michu b'sarav. That's the Gemara. So this is the halacha that the Rambam brings down over here. She'ef shalimchois nitfas alan shebeisoy ban she'iroy. The Rambam doesn't spell it out by richus, but, by the way, just a very parenthetic remark very quickly. The Rambam here doesn't mention these chilukim ban shebeisoy iroy oil. But I just want to point out one more thing. As far as Anshei Beiso is concerned, the chiyuv to be Malchiach Anshei Beiso stems from two makaris entirely. One of them is the universal makar of affairs of Chiyuv Zan Yisrael. It seems to me that when the Gemara pared it down into three halakim, the Gemara was telling me that certain people have capacities that other people don't have. So if you have a capacity, you're the Navi Hador, then you may be Chayiv on Kol Olam. But if you don't have, you're just a regular fellow, so you always have the capacity b'nogei anshei beisai. But b'nogei anshei beisai, the din of tochacha aside, there's an extra halacha which the Rambam mentions where? At the end of Hilchos Sota. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, and the Rambam says that it says in the Pasuk, V'yodata kisholom ha'alecho fakadetun adecha b'lom sechta. So the Rambam says, if you're okay, if you're not, which means, you check them out and make sure that they are all Moheg the Derech Tova. And obviously, why is it at the end of Hilchos Sota? Because the Kinei Yesishta. Ein Odom Mekanei Yesishta Elam Kei Nichnas Bo Ruach Tahara. And what about not Benogei Arayas? What about not Benogei Yishtoi? The Rambam says, you're right. It's not just Arayas and it's not just Yishtoi. It's Kol Anshei Beisa. Because the Pasuk says, if you pokate, means if you inspect and concern yourself about the spiritual welfare of your family, then loy sechta. Ha, says the Rambam, if you fail to do so, then you have a chet. So there are two dinim, two mechaibim in the Teichocha l'anshei beisa. One of them is the specific achrayah that a person has for his family that comes to mufakarata nevecha for loy sechta. And the other one is the universal achrayah, which you happen to have at this particular juncture because you have the koach over the family, which other people don't have. Lamaisa, who's going to listen to them? I mean, who are they going to listen to? They'll listen to you because you're the head of the household. They're not going to listen to the neighbor next door. What's it your business? Of course, it is his business, but he may not have the clout. Now, just in a parenthetic remark. Now we go further. The next Gemara, the Gemara Maseches Yevamos, by the way, I might as well tell you this Tosfos is very short and easy to read. Tosfos says that there's a problem. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Maseches Beah. And Tosfos tries to reconcile those two Gemaras. We're going to look at the words of the Tosfos after we see the Gemara in Maseches Beah on the next page. The Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Tamach Hei Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Loi Mishum Rabbi Lozab Reb Shimon. Kishem she mitzvah al Adam loy mar dover hanishma, kach mitzvah al Adam shaloy loy mar dover she'eno nishma. By the way, a halacha that the Rambam does not bring. And Reb Abba Omer Chova, not only is it mitzvah, it's chova. Very interesting that they use these words for club. One would have thought that if it's eno nishma, you're just wasting your time. So don't use the word mitzvah and don't use the word chovah. Just say, there's no chiyuv to do so. But here there's a positive, a mitzvah to refrain. And the other one says it's more than a mitzvah. It's a chovah to refrain. You know, you don't, when you refrain, you don't just get a mitzvah. You are obligated to refrain. Why? So they quote a pasuk in Mishlei. Al tochach leitz pen yisna'eka, Haycheach lechacham v'yaravel. Rashi says, very interesting Rashi. Why is there a kefal aloshen alcheach totiya? The Rashi says that is the source in the Torah for the idea that they bring the pasuk in Mishlei for. What is the idea of alcheach totiya? Alcheach mi shenitam lahotiya. The extra tochiyah could very well be because it has to be many, many times. Ad kedei akol. Rashi learns, besides that, that hocheyach tochiyah means hocheyach es mi shenitan lahochiyah. So what about a person who will not listen to you? A dover she'eno nishma, so there's a chiyuv, chayva, mitzvah, sheloi loimar, al tochach leitz pen yisna'eka, hocheyach lechachem v'yavek. Pasuk says, "Lasisna sachicha b'vavecha ocheach tochicha samisecha." What if ocheach tochicha samisecha will increase the avera? What if it will be marbe the lack of shalom between them? What if it's literally impossible to get him at this moment? Where do you have that concept in Pirkei Avos? Valtarat seyu b'shas kas. So there's a certain time that Adarava, by reminding him, I remember once there was some and two people in shul, very peaceful shul. There's a mazel, a maaseh satan, and two people got into an argument. So someone walked over, a third person walked over to the more vociferous of the two, and he said to him, "What's the big deal? He didn't do anything to you." That was the beginning of World War III. He forgot completely about the first guy, and he turned on him as if he had murdered his entire family. So the halacha says, kach mitzvah, because it says, al tochach leitz pen yisna'eka. Of course, here you have all kinds of possibilities. Is the pen yisna'eka because you're goring him to do an aveira of sinna? Or is pen yisna'eka because you are going to be goring that he'll do more of the same? not Penny Smack on the sinner is the problem, but because if he's going to be Sonei, the Tzaddik, he's going to do more of the rishos because he's a light. So the whole idea is, and this is of course a critical point, if the Nekuda is because he may hate you, so what happens if he hates you already? So then you can throw the stone because he hates me anyhow. I'm a dos. I'm a shochar. But what if the halacha is because then he'll be more confirmed in his aveira? So then it doesn't matter what I am. It's the fact that if I don't throw the stone, maybe he'll have possibility of hirushuva. I throw the stone, then he'll surely not have a hirushuva. He says, Adarab, but tomorrow I'm going to do it again in the morning and at night. So, of course, it's certainly a possibility. It doesn't say here anywhere in Hilchos Tochiach that you could do anything besides being Mochiach so far. Take a look in the Rambam again. The Rambam says, after he explains, L'sisa l'abcheit, he's not allowed to hurt the person's feelings. Mikan sh'osu l'odom l'achlim es Yisrael, the Koshkein Barabin. Afo pisha amachlim es chavero ein aloke olav avon gadol hu. Kach omru chachomim hamal bimtei chavero barabim ein lo chelik la'olam haba. Very remarkable that the Rambam's whole Torah about not being permitted to be machlim tei chavero barabim is here and not where. Where else could it possibly be? Of course it should be here. Hilchos Rotzeach, exactly. Why should it be in Hilchos Rotzeach? Ki'ilu shofet damim. Most of you probably know by now in your education that the Rabbeinu Yonah considers that this is Abizrayu of Ritzicha, and in fact is Yehari Bal Yavah. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in one of his Tshuvas, entertains the astonishing notion, at least in the Rabbanans, that you might be permitted to be Mechalel Shabbos to prevent a person's Habonas Ponim. Because you would be permitted to be Mechalel Shabbos to prevent his demise, pikuach nefesh. And if malbim tnei chavero barabim is kiilu shofet damim, so many svarim say kiilu, a lot of kiilus. One sefer lists all the kiilus, and he says kiilu is kiilu. That's why there's a chaf hadinyan. Not the same. But the Rabbeinu Yonah, he says it's abizrayu, and it sounds like it's yehari bal yavra. If it's yehari bal yavra, then it's kiilu manish. So which one is amen and pertains to possibility? So Moshul Ma'adav Adayna, let's say that two people are fighting with one another in shul, and you see as a bystander that one of them is about to be mevazah the other barabim in a very terrible way. It's Friday night, and the only thing you can do to prevent it from happening is shutting the lights. But Shlomo Zalman entertains the possibility. He doesn't give that example. I'm giving that example, assuming that it's the rabbi. He entertains the possibility of the rabbi. But that is halacha that the Rambam does not bring in Hilchos Rotzeach. Why not? The answer is because the Rambam didn't learn like the Rabbi Meir. The Rambam learns it's keilu, and the Rambam learns that the Isur of Hachloma comes ach v'rak from which pasuk? Of Sitzal Ochet. Which, since it starts out because of the din of Ochet Tochiyah, he brings the dafka over here. Says the Rambam, "Kachom kachomim malbim techaver barabim ein lochel lama balafika tarich adam lizayir shlo levayish chaveru barabim ben katan ben gadol." In any circumstance, even when there's no tochacha involved, the Rambam is going further now. He starts with tochacha because the pasuk is by tochacha, but he continues because the pasuk extends beyond tochacha. "Valikro b'shem shulbosh mimenu, v'liyisaper lefanav davar shulbosh mimenu, amed dvarim amurim, the dvarim shebein adam lechaveru." Abu Bidivri Shamayin, Im Loichaza by Besaiser, Machlimin Oisai Barabim, Umafasimim Chetai, Umacharfin Oisai Bifana, Umavazin, Umakalun Oisai, Ad Shiazul Mutav Kmosha Osu Kola Nadiyim Be Israel. By the way, I look to see if the Maduras or Shapsi Frankel has anything on this, and maybe I'm I missed it, but at least in the Mafteach, I didn't notice that there was anything on Kamosha Asukal on the Din Shem Yisrael. But I'm suspicious that here you have to ask a chakira. What is Kamosha Asukal on the Din Yisrael? Where are all the Nevi'im Yisrael saying Tarchocha in such terrible caustic expressions that the Rambam says, you see, you can be Macharif, you can be Makalo, Kamosha Asu Kala Nevi'im Yisrael. The Nevi'im generally don't have anything to do with your Bida. Once in a while does a Yochanan. How could you say Kamosha Asu Kala Nevi'im Shevi Yisrael? So the answer is, what is he referring to L'chaira? Hoi goi choi tei am kevet avon zera b'rim mireyim bonim ashtisim. You see many times that there's a dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yeshayo. He was too strong, he was too harsh, or whatever. But who's he talking to? The answer is the Klal Yisrael. So I was wondering, B'divrei Shamayim L'chazav B'seser Machlim Noso B'rabim, and he says, U'mekala Noisai Ad Sheyazu L'mutab K'moysha Osu Kol HaNevi'im B'Yisrael. They were talking to Klal Yisrael. It's a different concept entirely. First of all, it's not Rebbe Yisrael. And if it's not Rebbe Yisrael, the Hachloma is not a Hachloma. You know, you go to a tzibur and you say you're all a bunch of good for nothings, it's not the same thing as hearing another person saying you're worthless. So the question is, what is the Rambam bringing? Kamosha also come on the Vim B'Yisrael, and leave that for you to try to figure out. The last halacha rounds out all the halachas of the Rambam. Because you remember that the Rambam started out with a certain kind of okeach, okeach esamisefa, which is associated with losisna tzachicha b'vavecha, and it's connected b'davka to the person. One is ma'avol the other, and the other is reacting to that avol. The avol is to him. And then the Rambam says, the pasuk okeach tzachicha also has a different meaning entirely. So he's mezakeh shtara lebeit rei. He takes the okeach tzachicha to have two separate meanings. The Rambam now comes full circle. Going back to that original meaning, Mishakota olov chaveiro. We're going back now to the halacha that spoke about Reuven is ma'avol to Shimon. And what happens? Haraya chaveiro, Mishakota olov chaveiro v'lo rotzo lo chichoi, v'lo ledaber lo klum, mipnei sho yachol te hedyot v'yoser, o shohoi sadaito mishubeshes, u'mocha lo belibo v'lo sitmo v'lo alchicho, harezu midas chasidus. Well, hikpida toira ela al hamistema on sinna. So, if anyone would suggest from this Rambam that there is something here benogeya the second hokeach tokia, he would be very mistaken. The Rambam comes full circle and he says as follows: that which I said that if I'm not mochiach I'm mitfas, but also omo. And that which I said that I have certain ways to be mochiach and so on and so forth and I have to do it 2 and 3 times and at the akkar, the Rambam says, all of that has to do with what? With the person being mochiach Reuven for some avla against Hashem that he does, which by the way could be a ben adam mechaveiro avla. It could be gezel, it could be any ben adam mechaveiro. But it's not between the two of them. So then he's not being mochiach him to get out the problem in the open so they can work on it. If it's a problem between the two of them, the Rambam is mosif at the end of this perek, that if you are inclined, because you see that he's obtuse, and you're not going to bring about any shalom, or daita mishubesh is all over and there's nobody home, there's no one to talk to. So then what is the proper thing to do? And what is in fact amidas chasidus? Forgive him silently. Every night you say, Hareini Moichel Lachol Mi Shechata Kenegdi, the Gemara. So the Rambam, what does he need to say that for? Because since the Pasuk says, Ocheach Tochiach Hasam Yisrael, refers to that Echetim as well. Not just Echetim number 2 of seeing an Avla against Hashem in one form or another, but the personal interaction between them is also Ocheach Tochiach. And by the other one, you can't remain silent and say, forget it, because you can't be the Ribbono Shel Olam's agent and say, you know, the Brunshon's very good. He surely will forgive you. So maybe here you can't do that also. Maybe the Pasuk insists, dafka bring it out in the open, and dafka force a mechila? Kamash malona. In your hokeach tochiach, the hokeach tochiach number one, there is an alternative, because lahikpida taira elahan is there. If you can excise the mistema from your heart without the process, you don't need the process. That's the Rambam. Now let's go back to the Gemara in Maseches. Let's go back.
What?
I'll leave a few minutes, but I have to go on. The Gemara in Maseches Erchin. Tana Rabbana, lo sisna sachicha b'vavecha, yocha lo yakenu v'lo yisterenu v'lo yikalkalenu, talmud lo yimar b'lvavcha, sinu shebelei v'kotsu medaber. Minayin l'raya l'chavei r'dobu meguna shechayev lo yichichoy, shenema okeh tochiyach yichichoy v'lo yikibel, minayin sheyalzov yichichenu. Talmud loyim atay chiyach mikol makoyim yokol afil upon of mishtanim. Talmud loyim lo sis olav chayt. Tanyam rab talfayim. Tamei ani im yesh bedozeh shem mekabel tokocha. Im oma loy tul kisa mibayin einecho. If he tells him take a splint or mibayin shinecho is another girsa. Take the splint. Take the toothpick out of your teeth. Toothpick is a tiny little problem. It's a very small piece of wood. The wood representing the Yavera. What does the other one ask? Who are you to criticize me? You have a big fat beam between your eyes. In other words, you have much bigger problems to worry about of your own, bigger chatoim than mine. Why are you criticizing me for this little chait? So that's tol kora mibkisa mibayin shinecha, tol kora mibayin einecha. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah t'mihani miyesh b'dozeh shiyodei ala uchiyah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nur minei l'shamayim v'oretz sh'avi pam loka akiva yodi. She's a co-ruler of Tnei Rabban Gamliel. Kol shkein shay safti be'ava l'kaim shen memar al tochak leitz pen yisna'eka al cheach l'chocham bi'adak. Yeah. The Gemara then later asks, how far do you have to go? Ad heichon toichocha. It's about 10 lines down from the top of page 3, in the middle of the line. Ad heichon toichocha rabba ma'adako shmul amad klola. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ad Nezifa. How does the Rambam paskin? Yeah. Ad Klola Ad Nezifa. Ketanei Rabbi Elazar Amar Ad Akor V'shem Ad Klola V'nazei Amar Ad Nezifa. Shloshta Mikra Echad Darshu. There's a very extensive piece later on. I have three tshuvas from Rabbi Moshe, none of which we will have time to deal with. But in one of the tshuvas, he works on this, on these psukim and on this gemara, and it's very classic Reb Moshe. And what it is the most amazing thing. I just have to mention this to you. Reb Moshe learned a piece of gemara, and he analyzed it, everything he learned, to the point of halacha psuka in Russia. When he was 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. By the time he wrote this particular tshuva, it was more than 50 years later. More than 50 years later. And he looks at the Gemara and the nuances of the Gemara and the details of the pasuk, mamish as if he's learning it 5 minutes ago. But the chol protev dikdukea, to reach the maskana halacha lemaaseh. It is absolutely astonishing. It is absolutely astonishing. So the pasuk is Vayicha Avshol Behoinason. Vayomelos, if you want to look at an analysis of these few lines of Gemara, take a look at that tshuva in the Igros Moshe that I have later. It's page 71. Yeah, that's where the tshuva starts. Is one of the examples of it. He has it also. there are a bunch of tshuvas here. One tshuva is, do you have to prevent someone from eating if he's not going to make a bracha? Or say birkas hamazon, or wash netivas yadayim. Very famous tshuva, famous problem. Another tshuva that I bring down is the rechiyuv tochacha about a situation where the Rachmana Litzlan wanted to sell a shul to a church. A shul that was no longer being used, obviously, to a church. That was another tshuva in the Igros Moshe. That's in 62. And earlier, there's another tshuva from Reb Moshe, the Reb Benzion Rakov Zichrono Livracha, catering at weddings where the goings on at the weddings are against the Torah. Hey, whatever it is, mixed dancing, whatever you call against the Torah. Can you be a caterer there? You want to feed them kosher food? That's your premise. So these are three inyonim that are related to the mitzvah of Chayav Tochiyah. And that's why it happened there. But let's now go on. Maseches Be'ah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, page 3. This is the last of the immediately relevant Gemaras. The immediately relevant Gemaras of Shabbos, Yevamos, Erchin, and Be'ah. Amalei Rava Baravin Rav Chanin Labayi Ein Metapchen Vein Mesapchen Vein Meraktin Vaidna V'chazin And Da'avdin Hachi. Interestingly enough, by the way, this Gemara is where all the halachas come from, starting from the Shulchan Aruch, because we don't have a Hilchas Deyas Shulchan Aruch, so we don't have these Midos in Yonim in the Shulchan Aruch. We don't have Hilchas Lashon Hara in the Shulchan Aruch. But we do have Hilchas Yom Kippurim in the Shulchan Aruch. So in Siman Tav Reish Ches, all these halachas are brought in, and it comes from this Gemara. The principle of Mutav Shiyu Shoygigin Ba'al Yehu Mezidin, when do you say it and when do you don't? The Gemara says, Hanach Lem Yisrael, that's 5 lines down, Mutav Shiyu Shoygigin Ba'al Yehu Mezidin, Hachanami Hanach Lem Yisrael, Mutav Shoygigin Ba'al Yehu Mezidin. Ba'ani Min Lubid Rabbona, Abu Darai Soloi, V'loi Hi, how do you know? How do you know that you don't stop them if they are shogeg, even if the shogeg involves an isa d'iraisa? The hatosfus yemaki purim d'iraisahu, the achli v'shosu ad shechoshcha, v'lo yaminen luhu v'lo midi. At that time, the women used to eat until the very last moment, until the shia. Not into Yom Kippur in this manah sotek, but there was no Tosefes either. So the Gemara here says Tosefes Yom Kippur is Dairaisa, and they are missing out on Tosefes Yom Kippur. And nevertheless, they don't know about Tosefes Yom Kippur. They're not aware that such a concept exists. So the Chachamim were not moicha in them. Hanachon Yisrael Mutav Shiyushogigin Ba'al Yom Mizir. Of course, there's one obvious inference anytime you invoke that principle. What is it?
It's not
explicit. No.
It's not explicitly.
They don't know that they're doing wrong because they're shogeg it.
It's not explicit.
They would do it b'mezid, of course. If you can guarantee that they're not going to do it b'mezid, what's the problem of hanach mutav shiyu shogeg ba'al yehu mezidin? They won't be mezidin. What does this gemara suddenly indicate? What happened to the halacha of ochech tochiyach hanisecha? So what's the answer? So you can answer the pathing. And this occupies many sparks. What's my question? How can you say mutafu shog v'al mezidin? Is shogig an aveir or it's not an aveir? You can't say shogig is not an aveir. You bring the karma chappas. So notice there's an aveir, and you're letting the people do the aveir for whatever reason. What happened to ochev tochiyach hanisecha? So the answer is, that's what we'll say. Because in this particular circumstance, the consequence is worse if what? If you're mochiach them. How do you know? How do you know that? So the answer is because you know. So the cha'ara, if that's the case, then this gemara serves as a makar to a certain point in the halacha of ochiach tochiyach. What happens if I am mishaer with an ayin? I'm mishaer the Ramah and the personality of the person that's doing the Aveira. and an anticipation of the tochacha altogether, I conclude in an intelligent and legitimate way. Not in a flip, you know, a flippant way, but in an intelligent, deliberate, and legitimate way. He said, go on the health. It will not help a kiyusah, and in fact, it will be worse. So then it comes under the rubric of Al-Tochach Leitz Pen Yisna'eka, at least in this inyan. And Memeila, it's Mutav Shaloyloy Madaba She'eno Nishma. And in fact, it will turn the Shogeg into a Mezid. And in the case where it's a question of Tochacha, you can assume that you have already, by the very nature of the person and the circumstance, reached the Ad Kdei HaKor level. In other words, the Chakir is like this. Is Ad Kdei HaKor a Cheshbon in how many times? Or is Ad Kdei HaKor a Hash'ar? You never know, maybe after the HaKor he'll have remorse. And one more time and you would have had him. The answer is it's Shiurim. It's Shiurim in... Why is it Shiurim? Is hakor some limit in kol ha'teira kula? If I'm afraid that somebody's going to hit me, I'm allowed to do an aveira? It's not so. He's not allowed to hit me, but I it's not so. It's not pikuach nefesh. It's because he's going to hit me because of my tochacha. So what? Why is this mitzvah different than any other mitzvah? The answer is it's shiurim in the tochacha. Shiurim with an eye, shiurim. Like Kazayis is a shiur. It's shiurim in tochacha. Meaning that after this point, you know that the tochacha is meaningless. So that's why you're permitted to stop. Lu yitzuyur, you would know it without the hakor. Kustam, you need the hakor to prove it. Hamayim sholosh, maybe arba. So you have hakor to prove it. That's ad nezifa, these are shiurim. What indicates that final conviction that it's not going to help anymore? So what if you could come to that Hashara in advance, even before you start being Mokhiyah? And it never is a moment of Atkdei HaKor, but it doesn't have to be, because you know it's not going to help. So then in that case, you're potter from the Mitzvah Stechacha. And you might even be forbidden to be Mokhiyah him, because that will lead to the consequence of Al-Tochach Leitz Pen Yisnaik. So when they started speaking about the various hafganot, so they of course started the diyun from Aleph Beis, and eventually they come to this point and to this maskon. This Gemara in Maseches Beya was quoted by Tosfos. Take a look on page 2 again. Tosfos in Maseches Shabbos. Sees here l'chayra a stira between this idea that because you know in advance that it's not going to help, you're allowed to stop, and hanach lehem therefore sheyu shoygig in v'alyu mezidin, is merely saying, and it'll be worse, it'll be even worse. But if you knew that they would be able to stop, of course you have to be mochiyata. A stira between that gemara and the gemara Maseches Shabbos. Why? Because the gemara says about 10 lines down, Amra Midas Hadin Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the beginning of the line, as is fitting. Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma Nishtanu Eilu Me'eilu. Amar Lo Halolu Tzadikim Gemurim V'Halolu Rishoyim Gemurim. Amar Lefanav Ribbono Shel Olam, Haya Biyadam Limchais V'Lo Yimichu. Amar Lo Golid Yadu Lefanai, Sheim Michu Bohem Lo Yikablu Mehem. So the Midas Hadin is really making a lot of trouble. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an excuse why not to punish the tzaddikim, the Midas Hadin insists, no, the tzaddikim deserve punishment. So what was the last salvo, what was the last argument? That the Ribbono Shel Olam says, that I know that they wouldn't be mekabel even if they criticized them, so what's the point of criticizing? Says Midas Hadin, Amar lefana, Ribbono Shel Olam, im lefanecha goli, lahem mi goli. If they would be able to come to the conviction, that's what's mashma from this Gemara. Then there would be no mitzvahs tay, chacha, and therefore they would not be nitfas v'yoso ava. But since they never checked it out, and there's always the possibility that it might work, hagam that the Ribbono Shel Olam is yodeya va'ed, he's a witness and he knows everything, knows in advance that it's not going to help, because he knows who these rishonim are. But no tzaddik can assume that that's what's mashma over here, because you're talking about big rishoyim. So then, if that's the case, the Gemara sounds like what? That you always have to be mesufa, and the melu you always have to be mochia. And since they weren't mochia, that was the avla. Says Tosfos, but you see, beferish a Gemara in Beya that says what? Hanachlan nisom utiv shogun bal gimezidim. Who says don't be mezidim? Says Tosfos. Hainu hecha the safeki mekabli ki the amar besamach lifnei migoli. Aval hecha the vaday lo mekabli hanachlahem mutiv shu shogun bal gimezidim. Kedaminim ba maybe kadayayin gabi tos the perik shoyel. Later in Shabbos, so there's an implication that Tosfos learns the Gemara in Beya a certain way. What is that implication? That the case of Maseches Beya is that you do know, and obviously Tosfos implies what else? That you can know. So the Gemara in Shabbos, according to Tosfos, isn't an existential statement that no human being can ever know what goes on in the heart of another human being, and the Mela, no human being is able to assume anything about a chotem, because it's always the possibility that just at that moment of your tochacha he's going to change. If we would learn that way, that no human being can ever know, then how can you say Hanach Lam Nisa? So Tosfos says, no, you can know, just that the story, the hekatimsa of the sarim and the tzaddikim, which is mentioned in the Gemara Maseches Shabbos, was not such a case. There they could not know. So Tosfos says, if you don't know, or you're mesupik, or it's unlikely that you should know for sure, misupik, of course you have to continue to be mochia. But if you know bevadai, however it is that a person knows such a thing, as the Chachomim knew legabei Tosfos Yom HaKippurim for the women, then it's mutar for shogging v'alim mezidim, and you're not mochia. Because in a circumstance where you know for sure that they're not going to be over any averus, they're not going to listen to you, and they're going to be over the mezid, then you are at least potter, and maybe mechuyev not to do so. Al tochach leitz pen yisna'eka may not happen here. We're not talking about leitz. But the shogeg may turn into a mezid. Why should it turn into a mezid? I don't know. Why should we worry that it should turn into a maze? It's because they don't know. So have a way to make them. They don't know. But in any case, that's the good one. Now, what about Rishoyim? So now the question is, what kind of Rishoyim are we talking about? And here, that question is mitpatzel into two parts. Part number one addresses if they can be called Rishoyim. In other words, but that assumes that there might be a different hanhaga towards Rishoyim. There is a different perspective entirely that's possible. That ocheat ocheat. Before I say that, why should I say that the mitzvah of Teufacha should be different if the people are Rishayim? Should not apply to Rishayim. Because it says Es HaMisah. Es She'itz Babi Mitzvahs. Or, for an entirely different reason. Namely, because he's not going to listen to you. Al Tolchak Leitz. Pen Yisna'akam. What's the nafkamina obviously between the two? It could be that a person is a Rasha, and in this particular instance, he might listen to you, or he will listen to you. So the question is, what's our vantage point? Where are we coming from when we ask that question? If we're asking the first question, then there's another question that we have to ask. Is a person who's not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, by definition called a Rasha, that he's not Amisecha anymore? Which of course brings up that very famous catchphrase tinoik shenishba. So this is where we begin, and I have what? 10 minutes? This is where we begin to analyze something that requires many hours. But the Idach Zil Gemar, it's appropriate to Yom Kippur. Yoyser Mimashe Karasi with Nechem Kosovka. Take a look in the Tanat Ve'Elio, page 5. The Tanat Ve'Elio begins on page 4, but the piece that I want to refer to is on page 5, the second paragraph beginning Hocheach Tochiach. Hocheach Tochiach is Amisecha Yocholim Yodea Ato She'ein Sonacha Hochicheyu V'imlav Al Tochicheyu Talmud Lom Hocheach Tochiach is Amisecha Dover Achet Es Amisecha She'imcha B'mitzvois Ato Moichiach V'i Ato Moichiach L'Rosha She'sonacha She'nemar. And he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. The question is, why doesn't he quote what? Es Amisecha. But he did quote Es Amisecha. So the question is why? That's right. It could be that the Tanit Ve'Elio is Dairish Yataima Dekra, that this Es Amisecha is not the regular Es Amisecha. It isn't the exclusion, the Etzem. It's because he's going to be Moisif Resha Al Rishasa. So Memeila, there's no Chayat Tochiyah. Allah, all the things we said in that Mahalach before. Because otherwise, it should have stopped right there. Now, it's very interesting. Arvus. If the idea is that his chatoyim become mine unless I criticize him, so the shaila is, would it apply to a Rosh or would it not apply to a Rosh? So let's say I could stop him. Still would it apply to a Rosh? The question is, what is arvus? If arvus means that I'm achroi for the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the answer is, I have to stop him anyway. Who cares if he's a Rosh? Because resha happens in the world, and I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu's minesweeper. It's my achrayus, it's every other yitz achrayus. Rooted in which concept? If that's the case, what is all this arvus rooted in that? It's rooted in Bonei Matem LaShem Elokeichem, and ultimately in the concept of Chilul Hashem. In other words, every Jew has a responsibility that Shem Shamayim should not be mischalal. And every time a chote is chote, he is mechalal Shem Shamayim. Now, where in the world did I get this strange idea that every chayt is a chilul Hashem? From the Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Yisayda HaTorah, in the Prokim of Yehori Gval Yavar, speaks about Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. At the very end of that Perek, the Rambam says the following words. I have just encountered that massive Mishnah Lamelech. You'll have to wait a minute. You turn 5 pages. Yesh dvorim acherim. No. Yud, halacha yud. Kol ha'ever midato below ones. Al achas mikol mitzvay samuz bader hilchus yisayde atayra perek hey alocha yud kala oiver midai toy beloy oines al achas mikol mitzvay samuz batayra bishot nefesh lahachis harei ze mechalel es Hashem. And he continues a little bit later, vim ovar ba'asorah miyisrael harei ze chilel es Hashem barabim. V'chein kol ha'poresh me'aveiro osa mitzvah lo mitnei dover ba'olam lo pachad lo yirav lo levakish kovod lo mitnei ha'boir baruch hu kiminias Yosef ha'tzadik atzmo me'eshes rabo ha'reza mekadesh es Hashem. So in other words, every time a person does an aveiro b'meizid b'shat nefesh, every time there's a rebellion against the king, The person who observes the rebellion and has an opportunity to quell it and to stop it and refrains from doing so is himself rebelling against the king. And that may be the yesod of Aris. That I am Achroi because we are all citizens of the same king. Or the yesod of Arvos is that all Jews are brothers in a more almost biological sense. And we have one neshama, neshama klolis. And therefore, when I am potay, my friend is also potay, even if he's in Timbuktu. But if he's in Timbuktu, there's nothing he can do about it. But if he can do something about it, then the chet becomes his. In a prati way, the chet, because his chelak and neshama, you know, who gives a very terse but very powerful portrayal of this concept is the Talmud Zohar, Sefer Talmud Zohar of Moshe Kadavar. So whatever Arvus is in this particular instance, the Tanad Velio says Sheimcha b'mitzvos ha-tamachiyach v'tamachiyach roshu l'shusanecha. And then he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. I'm quite convinced it's because the Tanad Velio is not saying that he's mufka from the parsha of Teichacha because he's placed in a different category of not being quite a Jew, so to speak. He's somebody else. He's not your responsibility anymore. But because he won't listen to you. The nafkamina will be, if a person is categorized and qualifies as a Rasha, however you qualify these things, and yet there's a very good chance that in this prat he will listen for whatever the reason is. So if the reason is because he won't listen, then of course you're mechuyav to be mechuyav. If it's a gzeiras hakosav, as it were, of amisecha, then you're not mechuyav, because he qualifies as a Rasha. Now, in the in Rebbe Lezer Mimitzis Yireim, page 7 and page 8. The Yireim says the following. In Reish Chav Gimel. Look at the bottom. Tzarech ha-moichiyach lo-ichiyach b'mokam shelo yizbayish chaveiroi k'desanya b'erchin yochla tomochicho afo pishapanev mishtanas tomad loim lo-sisa lo-vchait pirish toichiyach es ha-mischa ba-isa inyon shelo yisech da-boi shelo yishtanu ponov aval imi ii efshe la-afrishay me-aveiro elo im kein yivayishayu v'yoichichoy lo yokum l-voishtoy she-ein chokmo l-svuna. He should be machiach him just the same, and he shouldn't care about his busha. Shein chokmu tvuna neged Hashem. Kol mokom sheish chilul Hashem. Where's the chilul Hashem? What? Where's the chilul Hashem? It's the aveira. That's the chilul Hashem. Kol mokom sheish chilul Hashem ein cholkin kovod l'rav. Olamala pirashti yoyse belad lo siso lavchait. Yeah. Then he speaks about the Gemara of Beya by Mevi Kadayayin on page 8, 5 lines down from the top, 6 lines. Kidam minon hasam taisvus yom akipurim min atoira vehechi achlu v'shosu ad chashecha. How do we allow them to eat until shkia? Elahanachlem li Yisrael shi yushoigigin v'alyum mezidin v'hani mili b'shoigigin. Abu Mizidin Afa Pishata Marba Onsho Shekhota Bahasra Ain Bekahum Balzen Nemar Haliteyu Larosha Vyomos Bekashapirashti Lamala Shekhayab Lochicho Afilu Aino Mekablo Balzen Nema Bicheskel Huba Avono Yomus Vedomo Miyotcha Avakesh. Va'avon who's Adam. Kidaminim biyuma avonos elu hazadonos. V'hod aminim b'shabas im sarim chotu zekeinim b'me chotu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu mipnei shalom miku b'sarim. Amar midas hadin mipnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ali golu f'nei choshim o yimakichim o mekablu m'HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'fonei goli l'fneiem mi goli. Mashma she'im hoya goli v'hem hoyu peturin. Apo pisha oivrim me'zidin hoyu. Hasa me'oynish hoyu peturin. Kedar minim b'kol anishboyim. V'kishul ish v'achiv v'avon achiv. M'kminin lo b'yesh b'yada limchais.
The Yireim Rebbe Elazar Mimitz drops a bomb here. He also asks the same question that Tosfos asked. It seems to be that there is a stira between the Gemara in Beya and the Gemara in Shabbos. Because Tosfos says that the Gemara in Shabbos is Ula, and the Gemara in Beya knows that they're not going to listen. So if they're definitely not going to listen, then what? Then there's no mitzvah teichacha, and adarabba, maybe you shouldn't be mochiach, because it just gets worse. Al tochach leitz, ken yisnayach. Says the Iranian, that when it comes to the mitzvah teichacha, you are mochiach to be mochiach a person that you know in advance is not going to listen to you before. So he asks the question, then what's the Gemara in Shabbos telling me? So he answers, the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about something else, not Hocheyach Tochiyach as a mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvahs. The Taryag mitzvahs Hocheyach Tochiyach is even if he's a Rasha and even if he's going to remain b'mumrusa or b'suro. You're still mechuyev to be mechuyachim. Why are you mechuyev to be mechuyachim? L'maisa, you're admitting that you can't change him. In fact, it's conceivable that he's going to get worse. How do I know that the Yireim thinks he could get worse? Because he says, Adarabba, hal itehu l'rosho v'yomos. It sounds like a pasuk, but there is no such pasuk. It's a gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Samach Tes. Learning that that was okay. How he pay the Russia the Yomos. Feed the Russia his chazer, his macholas asuris, and let him die for it. So of course we're not going to get into that. You know, this whole union of lafushe meisur and all of that. But Halitel Rosh of Yomos, the way the Yireim tells it here, is very telling. He's saying that even if I know that my Ocheach Tochiach is what? Going to lead to a more dire consequence. And I will not accomplish anything at all if he is amazed, if he's a Shoigeg and the Shoigeg could become amazed, then I'm not allowed to do it. But if he's amazed, never mind. Continue to be Mochiach. So the kasha is, but I'm not accomplishing anything. What do you see crystal clear from the Yireim? That the halacha has nothing to do with whether you'll accomplish. Of course, which gets us back to the stone throwing. Well, never mind the stone throwing, but maybe halitayu l'rosha v'yamos. You yell and you scream. He says, shechayav lo'ichichay afilu einoy mekabloy. So the question is, if that's the case, why is there ever a gvul? You understand my question? Why is there a gvul? Pam Shnayim Shalosh, we interpreted it because what? It's crystal clear that he's not listening. But if the Yireim says he doesn't have to be listening to begin with, so then the Chayyut should be ad infinitum. Whenever you see the Averi, you're mechuyev to react. So what's the answer? So the answer is... Yeah, but here I want to tell you what I think is a very important chiluk, because it's shiur, exactly. It's shiur in the mitzvah. There are only so many times that you have to do it.
But I would like to be mosif that if that's the case, what is Pamayim Shnayim Shalosh referring to? How many times the person does the Aveira? No. What is it referring to? How many times you were mukhayyaf him and it accomplished nothing? Now, it's very interesting. There are two ways of knowing that it accomplished nothing. What are the two ways? He does it again. But that doing, mukhayra, is mukhayyaf tukhaf all over again. So according to the, it seems to me, that according to the Urayim, if we're not at all concerned that he's not going to change, because we don't care if he doesn't change, and we're not at all concerned that he might even get worse because we don't care how liteo the rush of the yamos. We have a responsibility to reject the chait, which may have all kinds of issues as far as chil Hashem, that we don't want to be part of a chil Hashem. When you witness chait, you become callous to the chait also. So maybe it's a protection device, which some svarim say. But whatever it is, according to the Urayim, if he does the Aveira again, the Shiurim should start all over again. May Edoch, there's something else that's Nageya. It's astonishing that Erev Yom Kippur can sometimes have absolutely no consequence. Hard to know that it's Erev Yom Kippur until you're in Yom Kippur. How would you do that? In the Urayim, and the way he learns this, it's quite possible that when a person is repeating the chayit, there's a new chiyuv each time. Pamayim shalosh ad kdei hakol. But conversely, what happens if he has not yet done the chayit. If it's halacha and shiurim, then there's so many times that you have to do it, and gomer. So it's like a very fascinating thing that nekuda should be totally in the Urayim's idea. I just want to be Messiah because it's time. I want to be Messiah, and I want to suggest to you that in one of the Divrei Torah, which was published in Tchumim from Avraham Wasserman, he has an interesting footnote here. He writes, I didn't even get to the Shulchan Aruch, but you have it all in these things. He writes, Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein and Rav Simcha Cook in various Chavrois, in various Chidushei Torah, Mechadshim sheyesh mitzvah lo chiyach kedei lishmar al yiras hashamayim shel haroa dvar aveira. What I just mentioned a moment ago, that we should not become callous to the aveira by witnessing it, and our protest protects us. It's like we're being mochiach ourselves. Right? By the way, where do you have such a notion? Haroa sota bekilkula yazir atzmo minayayim. But Moshe Feinstein asked a very simple question probably in the Darash Moshe or whatever, maybe I heard it from him privately. He asked the question, wait a minute, what is he seeing? He's seeing the tremendous success of Chait, and he catches himself and he says, I don't want to go in that direction, I'll be tempted just as much as that person was. Or does he see the terrible devastation of the Chait and its horrible consequences? Imagine you see somebody in the absolute debacle of the consequences of chait, what is the first thing you'll say? I'm not going in that direction. So why should there be a separate chiyuv to be yazir atzmo min hayayim v'davka? Davka seeing so, you should bring someone to see sota v'kilkula. But they should understand what yayin can do. So Reb Moshe says an astonishing thing, and it's a fundamental psychological principle, which I think is also, because it's in the framework of Chil Hashem, and it builds into that Rambam that I read to you from Hilchas Yisayda HaTayra Perik Hay. It doesn't matter what the consequences were. You witnessed someone going against Hashem. And that inherently is debilitating. that unravels some nekudas haneshama which you may not even be aware of. So there's an extra chova of stepping backwards. It's like saying, you see Saita b'kilkula, and with all of her kilkul, one thing you saw. It says altistery, and she was nisters. And that brings a person one step closer to rebellion against Hashem, because he saw some other human being did it. And that's the idea that they do. So he says, this Rabbi Avraham Wasserman, he says, "Harabbanim anal lo yeviu b'devrayim af raya misefer halacha sheyesh limchos kedei loy lehidarder b'yir hashamayim. Ein tzarech loyma shebishvil minias kiris b'yir hashamayim loy rohi ligrom l'sina amuka bein datiyim l'chiloniyim shehi aveira shel v'ahaptol reacha kamocha." V'achein is very interesting. Harav Yosef Shalom El Yashiv Kosav Shaloi medubar ben mitzvas teichocha, ela b'mavak tziburi lishmiras kedushas hashabbos ba'aretz. The gamar rabbanim zilberstein v'kuk mitzatetim also. So he says, in other words, that einochanami, there might be an inyan to have ganot, but not because you have to protect your neshama. If the havganah helps, and in the social construct of that particular circumstance, and listen, lobbying is a big thing nowadays, and protests are big things, and sometimes protests accomplish it. It becomes public, television exposure, it goes all over the internet, the newspapers write about it, you become prominent. People don't want that exposure. Maybe they won't bother. Listen, what's the big deal? Kvish Ramon, I'll go the other way. But that's a different shikul. That's a practical, pragmatic shikul. If you don't have the reason that it might affect me, you still might have the nekuda that adarabba haliteu l'rasha v'yamos. And that's a concept, according to the Urayim, apparently of a certain kind of arvus, because you cannot be connected to any chilul Hashem, even if they won't stop it because of you. How do you disconnect yourself is not dafka by changing him. Of course, if you can stop him, you mechuyav mikal v'chaymer. But it's simply saying, I don't want to have any part of it. Isn't that implicit and obvious? The answer is no. According to the Urayim, Hoicheach Toicheach says, you have to stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, irrespective of the consequences to the Russia. Of course, this is all talking about people who will do the same Aveira anyhow, even though they don't have to be Rishayim Be'etzah. Just the fact that they're mazid in this makes them a Russia in this. What about Rishayim in general? So if it's a certain kind of arvus, it might not apply. If it's this idea of Chil Hashem Ba'olam, maybe it would apply. And of course, then you get into the question of whether anybody Bizman Hazeh is that kind of Russia. Which gets us into the issue of Tina Shenishba and a much more subtle issue, which is brought down in quite a number of the Makoros here and in many articles which I didn't copy for you. And that is the question. Even a person who's not a formal Tinoch Shenishba, such as somebody who learned in yeshivas and became an apikoros at the age of 18, where's the Tinoch Shenishba? He knows more Torah than you do. And at one point he was a maimon. So there are a number of svarim who write, starting yet with the time of the Chafetz Chaim, that people who are metushtush because of the spirit of the times, and because of the community environment, and it isn't stam that they decided on their own to rebel against Hashem, so such people might not be the Dav Katina Shenishba, but they might not be in the category of Apikorsan Mamorim either. So what the Chazanish says about Tina Shenishba, that you don't say Maridim B'Loy Ma'alin anymore, this might very well apply in general to all people who are confounded and confused, because we live in an extremely confusing circumstance, where nobody ultimately is achroi for his hashkafos if they are lera, because they never really had a chance. Which is a remarkable thing, that you can define the tkufa
in that way probably says in its own way that we really need Mashiach very badly. If any of any questions, I'll remain behind, of course, and I'm free to go. Scratch the surface.
There should be a sign in the beginning. Okay, so now there will be much on the sign. It's a kind of a thing one.
I don't know.